Paul, thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's lovely to be here this morning. Thank you so much for your welcome. I had to come down because all I could see from the pulpit there was the backs of your heads. I couldn't see your smiling faces, but you certainly sounded good. And so well done for your readings and poems and for your singing. You can relax now, okay? You've done a great job. So well done. Now, as far as I know, I don't actually know any of you at all. But I wonder if you can imagine for a minute if I was going to try and get to know some of you. And let's say that I got your best friend to come up and stand beside me to tell me all about you. I wonder what your best friend might say. I wonder, would you be worried that they would say something you wouldn't like? Well, if it's your best friend, I imagine they wouldn't. But I wonder, would they use any little word pictures that would help me get to know what you're like? For instance, if you're the kind of person who's always very quiet and speaks very softly and doesn't have a lot to say, your friend might say, you see him, you see her, she's as quiet as a... You're right. As quiet as a mouse. Anybody here who thinks that's them? I'm like that. Or my friends or my family might say, I'm as quiet as a mouse. Anybody? Anybody? There's nobody here as quiet as a mouse. It looks to me like your parents agree with you. All right, so that's great. But maybe you know somebody in your class who's as quiet as a mouse. Okay. So if you're the sort of person then who never sits still, who's always up and about and doing something and moving from one thing to the next, and you don't stay at any one thing for too long, your friend might say about you, you're as busy as a... What do you think? As busy as a... Let's see, I heard it. As busy as a bee. Anybody here this morning who thinks that that's what others might say about them or what you would say about yourself? I'm as busy as a bee. I don't like sitting still. I like to be doing. Well done. Okay, so we've got a few people here who are as busy as a bee. They recognize themselves. That's them. Okay, that's brilliant. Okay, now then let's see. If you're the sort of person who never gets frightened, nothing scares you, you're tough and strong, never scared of anything, your friend might say you're as brave as a... This is a harder one, maybe. But as brave as a... What do you think? Oh, I heard that. Oh, I heard that. Let's see if you're right. You're absolutely right. As brave as a lion. So anybody here this morning who thinks they're as brave as a lion? Anybody here who thinks they're as brave as a lion? Anybody down there who thinks they're as brave as a lion? One person? Great. Okay, so... That could be something that some people might say to help me get to know you. As brave as a lion. Here's a harder one. I wonder, will anybody get this one? Pardon?
They're very smart in Kilkeel.
Okay, that's great. That's great. So if you get up first thing in the morning and you're cheerful and happy and always have a song to sing, always smiling... Especially first thing in the morning when I find it very hard, because that's not what I'm like first thing in the morning. Your friends might say you're as happy as a... What did you say? A bird, yes. Particular kind of bird. Particular kind of bird. That's very good. Happy as a... Anybody? I think I heard it. As happy as a... Well, that's a lark. Okay, because a lark is a bird that's up first thing in the morning and is singing a cheerful song before I'm even awake. Now, I'm not that way. In the morning, I'm a bit grumpy and cross. So certainly my friends, my family wouldn't say, first thing in the morning, he wakes up as happy as a lark. I don't. But any of you, first thing in the morning, who are as happy as a lark, great. You get out of bed and you're full of smiles and can't wait for the day ahead. That's a great way to be. Brilliant. Or your friends might say that you're as wise as an owl. You always know the right thing to say. You always know the right thing to do. Anybody here who thinks they're as wise as an owl? Come on, there must be a few. Great. So they're the people to go and ask. If you're not sure about something, they'll be the ones who'll be able to give you good advice. Or if I was talking to your teacher in school, talking about your class, she might say that you come into the room like a herd of elephants. Okay. And so all these little word pictures help me to understand a bit more about you and the kind of person you are. So I want to change the question for a minute. And instead of asking, what are you like, I want us to think for a little while, what is God like? We've been talking this morning about putting our faith in God. And so what I want to know is, what is God like? Is he the sort of person I can trust? Is he the sort of person I can rely on? Is he the sort of person I can put my faith in and he won't let me down? So what is God like? So what do you think? If I were to ask you, and I'm not looking for word pictures just yet, but if I were to ask you, what's God like? What sort of words do you think you might use to describe what God is like?
Perfect.
That's a great answer. Any other words you might use? What is God like?
Powerful.
Powerful. Great answer. Any other words you might use? What is God like? He's perfect. He's powerful. I can see lots of people with answers, but they're just a bit shy. Anybody else? What is God like? Perfect. Powerful. Loving. Patient. Forgiving. Generous. There are lots of words that we could use to describe God. But I wonder, are there any little word pictures we could use, like the ones we've just been looking at, to describe God? I think when some people try to imagine what God is like and think about him, they might have this picture in their heads. They might think that God is a bit like Santa Claus. I wonder why some people might think that God's a bit like Santa Claus. Well, I think that when you think of Santa Claus, you think of all the good gifts that he gives to you. And God is like that. He loves to give us good gifts. So in a way, God is a bit like Santa Claus. But I think that if God sees that that's all we think of him, I think he might be a bit disappointed. Because then we'll only ever think of God when we want something. And when we talk to him, it'll be like writing a list to Santa Claus. Dear God, can you give me this? Can you give me this? I'd like one of these. And please, can I have one of those? Now, God loves to give us good gifts. And he loves us to ask for good things. But there's an awful lot more to God than that. So I think that's not the best picture to have in your head when you think of what God is like. I think some people, when they try to imagine or figure out what God is like, maybe they think he's a bit like a doctor. Because whenever someone's ill, whenever someone's sick, we pray for them and ask God to be with them and to help them and to make them well again. And of course, it's a good thing to do that. And I certainly know that God answers prayers like that. I have a niece who had a disease called ME, which meant she got very, very tired. It meant her muscles were very, very sore. And in the end, the only way she could get about was in a wheelchair. Now, we asked God to look after her and to make her well lots of times. And the answer didn't come straight away. But there was one day she went to a place where people were praying, and they prayed for her. And she went into that meeting in a wheelchair, and she came out again able to walk. And she hasn't had that disease ever since. God answered that prayer that day. I don't know why he answered it that day. I don't know all the answers, but I do know that God answers prayer. Doesn't always make people well again, but in one way or another, he's with them to help them. And it's always great when someone's sick. The best thing you can do for them is to ask God to be with them. And if he chooses to make them well again. But I think God is a bit disappointed if we only ever talk to him when there's a problem. The only time I ever go see the doctor is when I'm sick. And if the only time you ever think about God is when you're sick or somebody you know is sick, I think God might be a bit disappointed in that. Because there's more to God than that. In some ways, he's like a doctor. But there's much more to God than that. Let's see. I think some people, and I know lots of people who've grown up with this idea, that God's a bit like a grumpy policeman. What do you think has happened to make this policeman so grumpy? He looks grumpy, doesn't he? Oh, I wouldn't like to meet him. So what do you think has happened to make that policeman so grumpy and cross? What might have happened? Think, what, did his wife forget to make his dinner or something? Or what do you think has happened? Yes. Someone broke the law. Oh, and that makes him so cross. When he see, and what's he going to do when someone breaks the law, do you think? Yes, he's going to catch them, isn't he? And he's going to take them to the judge and make sure they're punished for breaking the law like that. Some people think that's what God is like. He's watching us from heaven, checking that we don't do anything wrong. And if he catches somebody doing something wrong, he wants to punish them for that. Now, I know people who think that's what God is like. But do you know something? God does make rules, and God does want us to keep his rules. But he would far rather forgive us and help us if there are things that we do that are wrong than punish us. God is not like this grumpy policeman. It makes him sad. Not so much cross, but it makes him sad when people do wrong things. He would much rather forgive them and help them to learn to do what's right than punish them for the things that they've done that are wrong. So I don't think that's a very helpful idea about what God is like either. Now, I think some people, when they think about what God is like, they might think of him like being a very, very old granddad or something like that. Because he's been around for a long, long time. And just like your granddad, he knows lots of things that happened before you were born. And you can read in the Bible all kinds of stories about what God did long before you were born. And those stories are exciting. But maybe some people think that God is so old now that he can't do all the things he used to be able to do anymore. Just like your granddad might be able to tell you the story of how he was a wonderful footballer and how he scored some brilliant goals in football matches, but he couldn't do it anymore because he's so old. Some people maybe think God's a bit like that. He used to be able to do lots of powerful things. He used to be able to do some great things, but he's so old now and so feeble that he can't do those things anymore. Well, I want to tell you, you're wrong. You're wrong. God has been around for a long time. He knows he's been there from the beginning and will be there always. But that doesn't mean that he's grown feeble or weak and can't do. He's still able to do today the amazing things he's always been able to do. So, if Santa Claus isn't the best idea of what God is like, if a doctor isn't the best idea of what God is like, if a grumpy policeman isn't the best idea about what God is like, if an old granddad isn't the best idea, what is the best idea? Well, the good news is we don't have to guess. We don't have to wonder or try to figure out what God is like because the Bible tells us. And I would say the Bible's favorite word for God, and certainly Jesus' favorite word for God, is this. Can you imagine what that's meant to be a picture of? Your dad, a father. And Jesus says, if you want to know what God is like, think of the best dad you can imagine. Now, here we are on Father's Day, and I am sure lots of you already have the best dad you can imagine, and I imagine you're going to tell him so today. But sad to say, not everybody has a really good dad. And I don't know your dad. I do know some boys and girls whose dad doesn't live with them anymore. I know some boys and girls who don't know who their real dad is. I know some boys and girls who have two people they call dad. But I guess we can all imagine what it would be like to have the best dad in the world. And that's what Jesus says is the best picture to have in your mind about what God is like. Someone who understands and cares for you. Someone who knows all about you and never stops loving you. Someone who will always be there for you and never give up on you. somebody who will listen to you and be ready to help anytime. Someone who loves to give you good things and to see that you have everything you need. Someone who will help you to discover the best way to live your life. Someone who you can trust and rely on right throughout life. God is the best dad you can imagine. Jesus says, your heavenly Father knows. He knows how many hairs there are in your head. And your heavenly Father loves you. He knows all about you. And he loves you. Someone once told me, the person who knows you the best loves you the most. And that's true of your Father in heaven. He knows all there is to know about you. He'll never find out anything he doesn't know already. And he says he loves you. He loves you. He will always love you. And no matter what you say or do, he will never stop loving you. And when you mess up, if you do mess up, and you want to say sorry, he'll be there with his arms open wide to give you a great big hug and welcome you back again. And any time you want to talk to him, he will never be too busy. He will always be ready to listen, and he will always be ready to answer. And if there's anything you need, you can be sure that God will provide it for you. And he is someone, I believe, we can put our absolute trust and confidence in. Jesus says the best way of picturing what God is like is to imagine the best dad in the world. He wants to be your heavenly Father. And you see, that's the best news in the world. And he's not just a dad, but he wants to be your dad. He wants to be your Father in heaven. And the Bible tells us that because of Jesus, if we put our trust in Jesus, God welcomes us into his family. He calls us his children and says we can call him Father. Jesus called God Father. He used the word Abba, which is what a Hebrew baby, the very first word a Hebrew baby ever learns to say is the word Abba, which means Dada. And the great thing about that is you can say it without your teeth, Abba. So a baby you don't even need to have teeth to be able to say that word. So right from the beginning, Abba is the word that Jesus called Father. Someone who'd known him from the start and loved him from the beginning. And Jesus says that if we're his followers and his friends, then we have a heavenly Father. God is our heavenly Father. And I want to say three things as I finish. We have a Father in heaven. If we belong to Jesus, if we follow him, we have a Father in heaven who wants us to get to know him. And there's Jesus when he was 12 years old. He got lost and his mother and father wondered where he was and tried to find him. And Jesus was surprised that they didn't know where to look. He was lost. He was in the temple where he could learn more about God and where he could pray to him. You see, if my children got lost, I would say, oh, I know where he is. He's around in the park because that's his favorite place to be. I know where she is. She's around her friend's house because she wants to spend with her friend. Jesus' favorite place to be was where he could learn more about God. He wanted to get to know his heavenly Father. And we get to know him from the Bible. And you see, I think that makes the Bible an exciting book. Because the Bible is talking about God, but he's talking about your heavenly Father. This is your heavenly Father. As God helps Moses cross the Red Sea, you can say, brilliant, well done, Dad. It's your dad that's helping you to get to know what your father is like. That's what the Bible is there for, so you can get to know him. It's all about your heavenly Father. And I would encourage you to be like Jesus. Go wherever you can go, where you can learn more about God and get to know him. Open the Bible for yourself, or get your mom and dad to open it with you at home and learn all you can about your heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father wants us to talk to Him and to trust Him. He wants us to talk to Him about anything and everything. He loves it when we want to bring Him our thanks. He loves it when we come and say we're sorry. He loves it when we come and ask Him for the things we need and for the help we need each day. And Jesus said, look, why are you worrying and fussing and fretting about things? Don't you know your Heavenly Father cares? Talk to Him. Trust Him for His answers. Even if sometimes He says no, He'll always do what's best. He'll always do what's right. And then third, He wants us to grow to be like Him. He wants us to do what pleases Him. He wants us to be like Him. Jesus said, forgive. You must learn to forgive others because your Heavenly Father forgives you. He wants you to be like Him. Jesus said, learn to be good and kind to everyone, even those who are nasty to you, because your Heavenly Father is like that. He sends the sun and the rain to everyone, the bad as well as the good, the people who love Him as well as the people who don't, the people who obey Him as well as the people who don't. You learn to be like your Heavenly Father and learn to forgive as He forgives you. Learn to love others as He loves them. Learn to be truthful and keep your promises so that people can rely on what you say, just as we can rely on what your Heavenly Father says. Nothing pleases God more than when we want to and learn to become like Him. And He's there to help us do that. And one way we can show we're proud of belonging to our Heavenly Father's family is to show by our life that we want to be like Him. That's how we can show Him how glad we are of His welcome into His family. Father God, help me to be more like You and to show others by my life what You are like. So I think it's the most wonderful truth in the world that because of Jesus, we can be part of God's family. He calls us His children. He's proud of us. He delights to do everything for us that He can. And He loves it when we come to Him and get to know Him, talk to Him and trust Him, and learn to live like Him, our Father in heaven. Thank you. Well done.